Tomorrow marks a decade since the deadly bombings at the Boston Marathon. Some medical volunteers who were stationed at the finish line are speaking publicly about their experience for the very first time. WBUR's Martha Biebinger brings us their stories and explains how this act of domestic terrorism brought out the best in them. And a warning, this story may be disturbing for some listeners.
April 15th, 2013 was a near-perfect race day. Brian Fitzgerald, a volunteer athletic trainer, was stationed just outside a vast white medical tent at the finish line. He remembers feeling relief. It wasn't hot like the previous year when runners suffering from heat stroke packed the tent. Then, at 2:49 p.m., the first bomb exploded about 75 yards from Fitzgerald. He remembers heading into the stream of runners toward the smoke. A second pressure cooker packed with nails and ball bearings exploded further down the course as Fitzgerald reached the first blast site.
Once you stepped into that, it was a different world. It just shock. It was like hell. As soon as you walked in, all you could do was smell blood and burning flesh. Yeah, it was horrific.
761 Boyles Street. We need help.
Police officers made call after call for ambulances. One pleaded for aid from the marathon's volunteer doctors and nurses.
Help up from the medical tent. Get as many people up as you can from the medical tent.
Inside that tent, nurse Lynn Landry heard the call and headed for the street.
And then I saw what everyone else saw on TV, victims coming toward us. I stopped dead and thought, I didn't sign up for this. I don't know if I can do this.
Someone pulled Landry back into the tent. A woman with shrapnel wounds needed IV fluids while she waited for an ambulance.
And I was shaking like a leaf. I got it in and I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Go from one patient to the next, and just put in IVs.
22 minutes after the first bomb, emergency responders had sent 97 people to hospitals. Landry and colleagues kept tending to victims and runners.
You got a possible device at 671 Boylston. Possible device.
Police detonated at least one suspicious package not far from the tent.
Now I could start to feel panic.
Chris Troyanos is the marathon's medical coordinator.
Because they're coming to me, where do we go? We're safe. I had no idea.
We're going to get the victims out. We're then going to conduct a sweep with EOD.
Three people died at the scene. A long recovery began for hundreds of others. Thousands of marathon volunteers attended free counseling sessions. Back at work at a local hospital, Landry realized she needed help.
Sometimes I would pull back from patients. I thought, how do I know they're not a terrorist? And I thought, oh, this is so wrong.
A year later, Troyanos had returned to working the marathon. The theme was Boston Strong. Afterwards, he was ready to quit.
I just didn't think I wanted to do this anymore. And not because of the bombing, because it was overwhelming.
But out of the fear, anger, and despair, something powerful was taking shape. What Troyanos now calls his race medicine family.
Every one of these people, medical or not, I mean, I trust them with my life. I mean, I know that they're going to do what we need. And I never question it.
The family is 12 to 15 members who travel with Troyanos voluntarily to a dozen or so races every year. They pack the supply trucks, set up cots, run hoses, and IV lines. Race days start with wake-up calls between 3 and 5 a.m. and the race day playlist.
I start dancing on the sidewalk before I get in the car at 5 in the morning.
Sarah Menendez is an athletic trainer. She doesn't want to talk about 2013, her first year volunteering at the marathon.
That's not a defining moment. We have come together afterwards, and that's what we focus on.
With love and humor. At official race family events, for example, everyone wears what's become lucky red underwear. Since this interview is an official event, Landry canvasses the room.
So we all have on our reds. Do you have on your red?
I sure do.
Do you have on your right, Chris? Okay.
The group shares nods, smiles, and a look that Emma Nelson, an orthopedic physical therapist, sums up.
We have to be there. We have to be there for each other. So it's difficult to put into words exactly what it means, but it means everything at the same time.
Because together, this family has learned they can face anything. And they'll be ready on Monday at the marathon finish line. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.